Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we pray that you are blessed as you hear the word of the Lord, and we welcome you to continue to listen. Our broadcast is heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And as I was seeking the Lord, what He would have me to share for Christians traditionally and historically around the world, we are preparing to celebrate the day that is celebrated historically, Easter, as the day of our Lord's resurrection. And so I've never done this before on the broadcast, but I thought there might be a special blessing to just learn some things about the Lord's Supper, why Jesus said, "Remember me." Now, for some churches, this is something they may do every service, for some maybe once a month, or however the pastor feels led, but it is a very beautiful and spiritual reminder of what Jesus has done for us. And so we're going to look at five things, important points of significance that are revealed and relate to the celebration of what we call Holy Communion. And also, I do know, I mean, there are some that are not able to get to church, and I know that they, I mean, anyone I know of saints who every day begin their day with the Lord's Communion, if you will. They take bread and grape juice, and they take a few moments to celebrate what Jesus did through His death and suffering and resurrection. And so before we proceed, let's just pray. Father, I thank You that we can gather together around the table of the Lord. Lord, we're not sharing communion together. We're going to be sharing about communion, that beautiful memorial that You instituted on the evening of the Last Supper when You were gathered with Your beloved disciples. And so, Father, we pray the Holy Spirit would give us new understanding and renewed appreciation for why You did what You did and why You wanted us to remember this, what we call one of the sacraments of the church. And so, Father, we thank You for this time together. We pray for Your anointing, not only on the ears of those who are listening, but on the tongue of myself who delivers the message. And Lord, we pray that we will be able to rejoice and to thank God, not only now, but throughout all eternity, for that wonderful sacrifice of love that the Father made, that Jesus made, that the Holy Spirit made, in their willingness to allow Jesus to come to the earth, and Jesus' willingness to do that. But Lord, we know He learned obedience by the things He suffered. So Father, as we partake of these precious meanings of what You instituted on Your final night that You were alive, Lord, we're asking that You would minister and meet the needs of Your people. And we know, Lord, that you've attach great importance and significance to this table of remembrance. And so, Father, open up our hearts to receive. And Father, thank You now as we go into the Word, and we thank You for Your blessing and Your anointing on it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, we're going to be talking about the Lord's table, or the significance of the Lord's Supper. Since the time of the early apostles and first disciples, there has been a sacred institution of the church observed in every generation since that time. And it is called Holy Communion. And the Eucharist is the earliest title for the sacrament of the Lord's body and blood. That comes from the Greek word Eucharistia, which means giving of thanks. It's also referred to as the Agape or the love feast. Now, the word sacrament, it's not a scriptural word, but it is from the classical Latin, which means to consecrate. It is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace given to believers. Now, after the Reformation, churches said that there were only two rites, not seven, which were instituted by Christ himself and enjoined by his followers. And those two institutions, if you will, are baptism and the Lord's Supper. Let me share a scripture to substantiate that, found in Acts, the second chapter, verses 41 and 42. This was the day of Pentecost after Peter's preaching, and the word says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and prayers." And so, basically, the scripture reference clearly indicates there was a baptism and then the breaking of bread or communion as a sacred rite of the church. Now, regarding Old Testament believers, in 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 4, it says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat of that spiritual meat, and did all drink of the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." Praise God. And so in 1 Corinthians 11 and 20, we see that the Lord's Supper then was not just a sacrament or an institution standing alone, but it was really a love feast or agape, a time of fellowship. It was a time commemorating the Last Supper and the words of Jesus. And if we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting at verse 20, actually it goes through the end of that chapter, but I'll just read some highlights. "When ye come together, therefore, in one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, every man taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What? Have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." And Paul goes on to say, those are the words of Jesus, "For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till he come." And then he says, "If there are those who eat unworthily, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another, wait for one another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation." And the rest I said in order when I come. So he's wanting, that's what he does in 1 Corinthians. He's setting particular guidelines for that church. And so he basically rebuked irregularities. One was hungry, one was drunken, and probably contributed to, as far as the early church is concerned, that speedy separation of the essential rite of communion from unnecessary accessories. The actual word communion comes from 1 Corinthians 10:16, where it is not used technically, but it says, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of the Lord?" Praise God. And then in Luke, the 22nd chapter, I like to read verses 15 through 20, and these are the words of Jesus. "With desire, I've desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves, for I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup of after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." And so that was Jesus' very words and how he instituted this sacrament, if you will, of the Lord's Supper. And so what I want to do in succeeding broadcasts is to talk about the significance and meaning of communion. Five relative and relevant important understandings regarding what occurs, what we're actually doing when we receive communion. So, beloved, I pray this will, all of us, give us a new appreciation for what the Lord has accomplished at Calvary, and also give us renewed appreciation for this sacrament, if you will, that he instituted the very last night he was on earth. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Perhaps when there's more time on another broadcast, I might share a few testimonies, which I don't do very often. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577 Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.